when you see J.J. Watt's got three touchdown catches, do you do any lobbying to Adam Gates to see about
that? I've tried to lobby with Adam Gates on, you know, trying to get a little bit of tight end action on the goal line, but he told me I'm a little bit more valuable than J.J. Watt. And you know, he said my debut was when I caught the ball against Kansas City. He said if I would have scored against Kansas City or at least got instead of 5 yards, like 10 after the catch, there would probably been a good interview for a goal line stand.
By December, with so much on the line for a lot of teams, does it kind of feel like it's playoffs are kind of already started?
Yes, I think a lot of pressure on a lot of teams, even us. I mean, every game is I feel like it's a must-win game. You gotta, you know, think about it that way because you want to always go into the postseason on a high and motivated. And you can think and look at a lot of the teams around the league. Some of them are trying to get in. Some of them are, you know, trying to get a berth to, you know, wild card or whatever it is, or the situation. But you know, every game you got to play it like your last right now.
How's Jeremy Hill look on film?
He's a big back. I mean, he runs the ball very effectively, and they feed that to him. He's one of their, you know, featured backs, and that's what they do, you know, really well. They run the ball, and they got a big offensive line, and they really lean on them.
When a guy like Terrence really puts himself out there, like he has the – do you guys like that in the locker room?
Say again?
When a guy like Terrence really puts himself out there –
Old man!
makes some strong statements in his confidence about the team. You guys like that in the locker room?
I mean, I don't pay attention to any of that. I mean, we don't really talk about that. It's, you know, that's something that, you know, I feel like it was a lie that some of the things weren't said. I mean, we asked him. He was like, I didn't say that. So you believe your guy. And but at the end of the day, you got to be confident in going into the season, and that's what type of guy he is.
In light of, you know, you missed some games last year, DeMarcus, first year in Colorado, how do you as we get down the stretch here?
I feel like this right here is probably, at this time of my career, the best I've ever felt. I don't feel like there's any, you know, dings on my body to where it's inhibiting me from doing certain things. I mean, every player gets out here, they're sore or they're tired or whatever. That comes with football, but you know, once you rehabilitate yourself and recoup during the week and feel 100% for each game, I felt that way this year, and it feels great.
Has it helped that they've been able to give you some pretty decent breathers with Quinterius coming in and spelling you for?
Yeah, I think it's awesome when Quinterius comes in there because, you know, he still gets pressure, he still makes big plays, and to be able to not have to play 100% of the plays all the time, and you can come in on third down just, you know, fully fresh, especially with this altitude and teams come up here, you know, getting that breather is good. But having a guy like Quinterius behind me, he really pushes me and motivates me to, you know, play and teach him what I know. He's going to be a great player.
Does Luke's philosophies differ from the strength and conditioning guys that you had in Dallas?
A lot of the philosophies here really tie into, you know, really muscle activation and, you know, doing deep tissue work, making sure the muscles are really stretched out and the strength is already there. Now it's really just maintaining. And I really enjoy the way that they're doing things here. It's awesome. That's why my body feels so good right now.